In just a minute, Bill reads from his favorite Gabriel Garcia Marquez novel, Love in the Rime of Cholera. It's our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, this week we learned about a brand new font that's quite popular out there. It's called Times Newer Roman, and it was, that's what it's called, Times Newer Roman, and it was designed specifically to help students do what?
To fill up more space on their paper.
Yes,
right?
It helps them cheat. The font looks like Times New Roman, but it takes up more space in the page, so you can get away with writing less. Instead of writing, say, three whole pages in the Roman Empire, you type R-O-M and boom, out of space, here you go. When you are using 12-point Times Newer Roman to write a 15-page paper, you are able to type 850 words less than if you used regular Times New Roman.
I know this will shock you, Peter, but,
yes.
But not writing enough was never my problem.
I'm so stunned. I can just imagine your class. Everybody has to hand in at least 5 pages. Faith, no more than 10.
But they're not even trying to hide it. Like, they should have given it, the font, a new name. Just, they're just like, this. They should have called it Times Cheater Roman. Like, this is so clear.
Times Roman Catholic.
Oh, sorry, the Roman Catholic Church is known for being incredibly honest all the time.
Exactly.
I take it back.
Yes. Yeah, when I was a boy, we just made the margins 4 inches from the sides of the paper. What's wrong with kids these days? Some of my papers were just a single vertical row of letters. Tara, a new study out this week says that despite everything you have heard, there are really only 4 types of what? Well, we've got 5 of them here, so at least we have 1 duplicate.
Why is this going right?
There are 5 what on this stage?
I don't know. People?
People, yes. It turns out that despite what you've heard, there are only 4 types of people. You probably thought there were a lot more kinds of people. There are happy people, depressed people, theater people, obnoxious people, people who need people, who are also, therefore, the luckiest people, and on and on and on. Nope. According to a new study of 1.5 million responses to personality tests, everybody is either self-centered, a role model, reserved, or average. That's it. Self-centered, role model, reserved, or average. That's all the people. You're one of those. And if you're wondering which one you are, you're self-centered.
It sounds like this study needs a little more work. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that when they wrote this study up, it was in Times Newer Roman, because there's no way.
No,
let's call it 4.
Well, the way it worked, basically, was they had all these personality tests that asked people all kinds of different questions and rated them on all these different scores. And what they found out is everybody fell into one of these 4 groups: self-centered, role model, reserved, or average.
But what does average mean in a lineup
average
like
means
that?
It means you're not anything. Right. It means you're not self-centered, role model, or reserved.
And are most people average?
No, that's not what that means. That's not what the word average means. It means you're a mixture of those other 3.
Right, but you don't necessarily stand out, don't you see?
Well, that I understand. Yeah.
So if you were average, you would be, this isn't funny anymore, this is just important.
Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening is Faith Saley, your friend and mine, is now in front of you struggling with the existential crisis that there is a chance she is average. It cannot be!
Which clearly makes me self-centered.